Demi Lovato, Paul Stevens on your Hot Breakfast for a Friday morning. Right, this is absolutely and utterly your last chance to win yourself a couple of tickets to C5 live at the BIC. You want to do that, you want to get into the draw for that, so what you got to do is send me a question to which the answer is 5. That simple. All you got to do is text it to 60777, start your message with the word hot, put your name, your question and where you live. And if you do that, I'll put you in the hot hat for the draw for the 5 tickets. Also, if you win today, you go into another draw with the other 4 winners earlier on in the week and you could get yourself a backstage pass to see the band backstage at the BIC. So you have until the end of the Human League, which is our next song, to enter the competition today. On the way next, Jordan's got the local news headlines. Don't you Human League, Don't You Want Me? Paul Stevens on your Hard Breakfast for a Friday morning, just after 25 to 9. So high time. We did the last draw of the week for the 5 tickets at the BIC. Not 5 tickets, you get 2 tickets, but to see 5, you know what I mean.
5 bad boys with a power to rock you. Blowing your mind, so you gotta get into 5, what you waiting for? If you want a 3, 2, 1, let's do it.
Right, what I've asked you to do this week is play 5 Go Mad in Dorset for 5 pairs of tickets to see 5 live at the BIC. I'm confusing myself, to be honest. Anyway, I've got my last 2 tickets. They are up for grabs this morning. The text line is now closed and I will be picking out the winner any second now. What I asked you to do was, I asked you to send me a question, not an answer, a question. Usually you answer the questions that I give you, but today we thought we'd go mad in Dorset and you send in the questions. The only stipulation was the answer had to be 5. So let's just see who is in the running to get that. We'll stick the entries in our random number generator. It's all very high tech, you know. It's not really a hot hat. I just say that because, you know, I don't know why I say that. I just do. Put you in our high-tech gizmo and it kind of randomly selects somebody, and that somebody today is Andy in Ensbury Park.
Paul Stevens, Hot Radio.
Morning, Andy. I'm going to be calling you in just a tick and we get your details and you're getting yourself a couple of tickets for 5 at the BIC.
Bus stop day, she's there.
That would be the Hollies and Bus Stop. Paul Stevens on your Hot Breakfast for a Friday morning, just after 20 to 9, and it is getting very, very exciting. We have now got our 5 winners of pairs of tickets to see 5 live at the BIC. Monday it was Claire in Northbourne, Tuesday it was Dom in Oakdale, Wednesday it was Amy in Pokestown, yesterday Gemma in Bearwood won a pair of tickets, and today Andy in Ensbury Park just won himself a couple of tickets to see 5 live at the BIC next month. But there's one more draw still to come, because up for grabs to one of those 5 lucky winners today is a backstage pass to meet the band backstage. So that's all going off very shortly. Now, we always have good competitions on this show, and this week is no exception. We have got tickets to give away. C5 live at the BIC, and we've given them all away. 5 pairs of tickets, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, yesterday and today. We've given those away, but there's one more draw still to go.
5 bad boys with the power to rock you. Blowing your mind, so you gotta get into. 5, what you waiting for? If you want a 3, 2, 1, let's do it!
Right, what I asked you to do was send me a question to which the answer is 5. If you did that, you went into the hot hat, and if you're in the hot hats, 5 of you got drawn out as the week goes on. Monday, it was Claire from Northbourne. Tuesday, it was Dom from Oakdale. Wednesday, it was Amy from Pokestown. Yesterday, Gemma won herself a couple of tickets to see 5 live at the BIC. And just now, about 10 minutes ago, Andy in Ensbury Park won himself a pair of tickets to see 5 live at the BIC next month. But all those 5 people go into another draw any second now for a backstage pass to see 5 live at the BIC and go backstage and meet the band. So that is going to happen right now. Kettle drum guy is really, really earning his keep today, because I'm making him play twice to build up that tension. So are you by your radios, Claire, Dom, Amy, Gemma and Andy? Because one of you is going to come out of our random generator any second now, and you are not only going to get yourself the tickets that you've already won, on top of that, you are going to get yourself the chance to go backstage at the BIC and see the band.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
So, who is it? It's going to be... Claire from Northbourne.
Paul Stevens. Hot Radio.
Hello, Claire. I'm going to be speaking to you again in a couple of minutes' time. Well done to absolutely everybody who entered that competition. I'll read out some of the questions that you sent in, some really creative ones, as the week went by. But Claire, I'm going to be on the phone to you in just a tick. You are going to meet the band after you've seen them.
You wanna dance? This is our chance.
Five Let's Dance. It's been a very, very long week, hasn't it? We've been giving away tickets to see Five all week long at the BIC next week, and we've just had a second draw, and the winner of the second draw got themselves a backstage pass to see Five backstage at the BIC next month. So, Claire, in Northbourne, how do you feel about that?
I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I actually nearly went into labour.
You're joking. I didn't know you were expecting. Really?
Yeah, 6 months. 6 months pregnant.
I feel a mixture of quite amused by that, but also slightly horrified as well. I'm not sure. Right, well, are you going to be all right going to this gig? You're going to be considerably more pregnant.
No, I'll be fine.
All right, then. Okay, so not only have you got a couple of tickets to see Five live at the BIC, you're going to go backstage and meet them. Now, if I remember correctly, we spoke earlier in the week, didn't we? And you've been waiting for this rather a long time, not just the week since you won, but a little bit longer.
Yeah, about 10 years.
So, how old were you when you were into the band?
About 12.
And you were at school locally, I take it?
I was, yeah.
Maybe you're going to get some of your schoolmates Facebooking you later on saying, oh, well, you've got a spare ticket.
I probably will, yeah.
all those girlfriends who are into the band with you at your school, have you got any idea of anybody you are going to take? Who's going with you?
I'm going to make my husband come.
Ooh. Now, on the one hand, that's nice. I'm getting the impression, though, that that wouldn't be his first choice for a night out.
I don't know.
Look, it's his job to take you there. You're going to have a good time. It's his job to take you there and look after you. Someone's got to look after you, haven't they? Because, you've got your baby bump and everything to look after.
I have, yeah.
And it sounds like you've got another one in the background.
He is sitting right next to me, yeah.
All right, you're on your way to school this morning, are you?
I am just about to take him into school.
Excellent, brilliant. Okay, well, look, we'll be in touch with you very shortly about the arrangements for next month and you going to C5. Thanks, Claire, for listening to the show and taking part in the competition.
Thank you.
And I wish you well with you and your new baby when it does arrive.
Oh, thank you.
All right, congratulations. Thanks a lot.